With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
In previous broadcasts, I've told you that some people have developed plans to open the borders wide between Canada, the United States, and Mexico, and integrate us into a North American Union like the European Union. I'll admit that idea sounds pretty far-fetched. Most people know that Canada and Mexico are very different from the United States in form of government, language, culture, and customs. Canada is a completely socialist country with socialized medicine and legalized same-sex marriage. Canada has a terrible language problem that has caused all kinds of difficulties and attempts at creating a separate nation for those who speak French. Mexico's economy runs on bribery rather than private property and respect for contracts. Mexico's chief business is illegal drugs. A handful of billionaires are at the top of the economic pile in Mexico, and the rest of the country is kept in abject poverty. Nevertheless, we keep hearing that powerful people would like for the United States to combine our economy with Canada and Mexico, give us one border around all three countries, allow the free movement of goods, services, and people, and even give us a common currency, which has already been named the Amero. This follows the European model of progressing through a common market, then the European Union, and finally adopting a common currency called the euro. Apparently, this plan is well known in other countries. In a TV interview on CNBC, a vice president for a prominent London investment firm named Steve Priebus talked bluntly about the Amero as the proposed new currency for the North American community, which is being developed right now between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. This news is downright shocking. Ask your members of Congress to call an immediate congressional investigation to find out what's going on. It sounds to me like we need a new congressional committee on un-American activities.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and a man who says, when buying and selling are controlled by legislation, the first thing to be bought and sold are legislators. Derry Brownfield.
Hey, hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Yesterday, I sort of had a meltdown just as we were going off the air, so I'll bring you up to date. I don't want to keep you in suspense any longer because we had, I started to tell you just as we were ready to go off the air about this, Miss Teen, Lauren Upton. She is a cute little blonde from North Carolina. And Friday night, my wife and I were watching The Tube, and I was just thumbing through the want ads and to see what was on there. And here these Queen contests came up. And she says, oh, leave that on. Well, I'm not into Queen contests particularly, but we left it on. And they were up to the five finalists. And Miss South Carolina. She's South Carolina entry in this contest, and they were asking questions. And the question they ask, each one, they drew this question out of a hat thing, and then they got to ask each one a different question. And her question was, recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans cannot locate the United States on a world map. Why do you think this is? And I yelled at her, because you went to a public school. That's what's the matter. But no, here was her answer. And we both just sat there dumbfounded at what she said. Here was her answer as to why a fifth of Americans can't locate the United States on a world map. I personally believe that the United States, no, she said U.S. Let me read it just like she did it. I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because, some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and, I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and, the Iraq, elsewhere like, such as I believe that they should, our education over here in the United, in the U.S., should help the U.S.-er, should help South Africa, and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children. Anyhow, I said, why didn't she just say, because they can't, they were educated in a public school and they don't teach geography anymore. It was as simple as that. But anyway, that was the deal. She was a sweet little girl, and it looked like, in fact, my wife and I both had her picked as one as the very top of that thing until she came up with her her blonde moment there. Now, a lot of people, I've read blogs on this thing, and they're making excuses for, well, what would you do if you were on National Network Color Television with millions of people watching? She knew she was going to be on National Network Color Television with millions of people watching. And one of the things, and they don't teach this in school anymore, in public school, but to express yourself. You know, when we were in school, we had to learn poems and get up and recite before the crowd, and we had to do all of these things. We had assemblies where everybody had to make a speech, and today that's taboo. You're not supposed to be that, but of course, that's part of the dumbing down of America. And she did. She was dumbed down. I'm looking at some of the comments here from the people that answered this blog. Says, wow, what the hell was that? P.S. What's the difference between a regular American and a U.S. American? And then somebody came back and answered that, said that's the only thing she got right, because, hey, we're not the North American Union. We are the U.S. Americans. But anyway, speaking of U.S. Americans, are we going to have a North American Union? Last August the 16th, what day was that? That was Thursday, just last Thursday. I had an email, and this came from the Hal Turner Show. Now, I don't know Hal Turner, but apparently he is a talk show host. And he says, proof, our leaders are betraying us all. For months, we've all heard stories about the possibility that the United States, Canada, and Mexico would be merged into a new sovereign entity called the North American Union. And he's right about that. Governments denied it publicly, and others called us conspiracy nuts. He's right about that. We finally have proof. They are coining money in the name of this new entity. He's wrong about that. Now, here's what he says. The Hal Turner Show has received images of the new unit of currency they are planning. It's called the Amero, which will replace the dollar and the peso in all three countries once they are merged out of our existence. Now, so far, we've heard the same thing, and we have it, you know, Corsi has done a lot of work on this. We've gotten very good information from a lot of sources. Ron Paul says it's true. It's going to happen if we don't do something about it. But nevertheless, this guy is a little bit off base on this thing. He goes on to talk about how how this money is already printed, minted. And he says, look at the date on that thing. It's 2007. And they must be getting ready to do this in a hurry. Well, the North American Union did not do these coins. They did not mint these coins. An individual who I have become familiar with is named Daniel Carr. He is the owner of Designs Computed LLC. He's also the designer of the actual New York and Rhode Island state quarters. He did that for the U.S. Mint. And he has done a lot of coins. And Daniel, you just decided to mint these coins, one in silver, one in copper. And let me say very quickly before the commercial, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Okay, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Waiting.
And we have returned. We are back. And I'm visiting today with Daniel Carr. Daniel Carr is the president of
Designs Computed.
Designs Computed, okay.
DC, it's my initials.
Oh, okay.
That's where I came from.
See, I wasn't smart enough to figure that out.
That's okay.
See, I'm DGB. And that,
I don't think anybody's ever really figured that out.
Well, DGB, they always said it was for darn good bourbon or something like that.
Oh.
I don't know. But anyway, back to Designs Computed. You just trumped up this thing. What gave you the idea to make these Amaros?
Well, as a hobby and a profession, I'm in the minting business. I design, sculpt, and mint coins and medals and tokens for people, for various organizations or whatever somebody wants to have made. If they want to commission me to do it and we can agree on the price, I do it. But I also do a lot of projects of my own, initiative things that I think would be interesting or neat or fun to do. And I had read about this North American Union, or what I like to call it, Union of North America, because I call it UNA that way. But I'd read about that and the Amaro a couple times in the last couple years, and I thought, you know, that would make an interesting, you know, fantasy prototype coin.
See, I think it is for real. I mean, I think it is coming. If the Three Amigos, is what we've been calling that group,
right.
President Bush and the President of Mexico and Canada get together, but they want to do this. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that there certainly has been discussions about this. They're basically, taking a look at what Europe has done and thinking about, perhaps applying that kind of thing here to North America, where they have the common currency union sort of thing.
What do you think? What got Hal Turner so strung up? Wonder where he got this information.
Well,
let me very quickly.
Yeah.
I have about a minute before the commercial break. Here's what Hal Turner says. Exposed by Hal Turner.
Right.
One thing is absolutely clear. The government of the USA, Canada, and Mexico are engaged in a conspiracy to merge the three countries without the knowledge or consent of the people. The conspiracy and government of the United States is intentionally spending the nation into absolute unrecoverable bankruptcy. And I agree with that. With the intention that the monetary system collapses. Now, when the U.S. currency collapses, it will take with it both the Canadian dollar and the Mexican peso, because both countries are heavily invested in the U.S. dollar, and he's probably right up to that point. But anyway, then he says the people of each nation will say, your only hope is to merge all three countries and make a new start. While you're gasping for air at this, did you happen to notice the dates on these coins? 2007. This plan seems awfully far along. I guess this means a collapse will be this year. Maybe that's why the housing markets are allowed to tank. Maybe that's why the stock markets are dropping. Maybe that is why oil has increased in price. Anyway, when we come back, I want to ask you, Daniel, how did he get a hold of your information? But let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
And we have returned again. We're visiting, as I mentioned, with Daniel Carr. He has designed and minted the Amero, and it showed up here on the Hal Turner Show. I wouldn't have known about you, Daniel, if it hadn't been for the Hal Turner Show, but yet he takes credit, or he gives himself credit. He exposed these coins that supposedly the North American Union is producing. How did he get your information, Wonder?
Well, apparently, someone with his organization, I'll put it in quotes, borrowed my images without permission of any kind, without any contact whatsoever. They borrowed my images from basically downloaded them from my website, plastered their logo across those images and then put them up on their website.
So, but do you think he really believed that someone should have told him that, hey, this is a private thing?
Well, I don't know whether he really believed it or not, or if it was just inflaming the situation to get more ratings. I don't know what exactly he was thinking, but all I can say is, knowing the inside scoop, that it was purely a fanciful idea on my part to make these coins, and I have no contact whatsoever or no association whatsoever with anybody in the government or anyone else who's proposing North American Union. So I know the story behind the coins is that it's entirely a fantasy issue. There could be some real ones at some point in time, but I figured, right now there's no law that says I can't make Amero coins. Maybe at some point there will be a law that says you can't make Amero coins because the government is making them. But right now, I can make whatever I want. So I thought, I'm going to have fun with this.
Well, I will assure you, when the government makes them, they will not be pure silver or pure copper.
No.
The government won't make anything out of silver and copper anymore.
In fact, the pennies and nickels and dimes and quarters and whatnot, they probably won't be copper nickel for a whole lot longer. I mean, I think they're going to go to what Canada
does. A copper penny, you mean? A copper penny.
Right. Well, the pennies right now are zinc plated with copper. But what Canada has done, they have steel coins, nickel plated steel for a lot of their coins. And
really?
I wouldn't be surprised if the U.S. Mint goes to that at some point.
Okay. You have designed several other state quarters, is that right?
Yeah, I've designed quite a few. Two of them were actually used on state quarters. Well, I might say two and a half. New York and Rhode Island, those are my designs. And I was paid by the U.S. Mint for those. I also had a part in designing the Maine state quarter as well, although that was not entirely my work. It's my theme on there, my idea, but different. Someone else's drawing.
Really?
So you could say I designed two and a half state quarters.
Yeah. You put the lady, I should say. She's cute, got a ponytail.
On the Amero coins, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time designing the coins. I wanted to do a very nice quality, sculpted design for them, and I was kind of inspired by some of the early American so-called seated liberty coins, and it's a seated liberty figure. It's sort of a female figure was used on U.S. coins for many years, actually from the very beginning, 1792 up until the 1940s. We had a coin that had a female figure that was allegorical, symbolic representation of the concept of liberty. And that's what I did on this, on the Amero coins.
Okay, she's a modern-looking lady.
Yeah, modern version of it, yeah. Maybe a little bit style-wise, might have cried, this coin might create a little bit of an uproar if it came out in the 1800s. But
yeah, she has a bare midriff, and the dress is not above the knee, but almost.
Yeah, it's right at it.
Right at the knee. She's wearing a ponytail. In her right hand, she is holding the universe, I guess. That's the globe, is it not?
The globe, yes. Yes, right, a globe.
And I wondered about the rising sun. That looked like something that would have come out of Japan. Or is that a sun?
It is the sunrise. Sort of like dawning of a new day, a new beginning kind of a thing. If I remember correctly, it also has 13 rays, sort of symbolic of the 13 original colonies. This particular Amero coin is sort of a U.S.-centric design. I mean, if there is a real union of the three countries and a common currency, the design theme, they may do what the Euro did, where each country sort of has their own, it's just coins with their own design.
Be like our quarters, that each state is different now.
Right, where one side's the same and the other side has a design that's specific to each country, something like that perhaps. But anyway, the Amero coins that I've done, I did them sort of from a U.S. Point of view.
Okay, let's. I'm looking at. I have your silver coin here. On the flip side, on the face is the lady, and then on the back you have the Union of North America.
Right.
And you mentioned you didn't want to use North American Union for what reason?
Well, I just like Union of North America because then it becomes UNA, or you can call it UNA.
Okay.
I just thought that sounded nicer than NAU, which I guess you pronounce that now.
Okay. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide non-insurance medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of your current health condition. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they may have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To sign up or learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on your health care every year, call Qualified Health. Call 1-800-414-1998. That's 800-414-1998. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind, so if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Once again, that toll-free number to call, 800-414-1998, 800-414-1998.
Since 1977, the American Agriculture Movement has been a major player in agricultural policymaking in Washington, D.C. And now, once again, AAM leads the march for the use of alternative energy sources to lower the use of fossil fuels. Farmers, energy experts, and multinational corporations are all pulling in different directions as gasoline prices continue to soar. Many argue that ethanol is the answer to the energy crisis, but that doesn't guarantee a profit to the American farmer. Imported ethanol from sugarcane is 50% cheaper to produce than from corn. The American Agricultural Movement supports the use of alternative energy sources such as biomass, U.S.-produced ethanol, biodiesel, wind and solar power, and other energy sources. AAM is a member of 25 by 25 that has the goal to produce 25% of U.S. energy by the year 2025 from alternative energy sources. To join the American Agricultural Movement, go to www.aaminc.org or call 605-993-6201.
The official monthly newsletter of the Derry Brownfield Show is the Common Sense Chronicle. A one-year subscription is $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. What topics does Derry discuss in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's cattle, hogs, and foreign troops, guns and gold and tax law loops, fair trade markets, beans and wheat, cowboy lawsuits and imported beef, kangaroo courts and Judge Roy Moore, the United Nations and the final war, dumbed-down schools and Bible quotes, China's buying our treasury notes, ID tags and cows and pigs, biometrics for our kids, federal nexus and checkoff dollars, endangered animals eating endangered flowers, watersheds and scenic byways, internal checkpoints on American highways, OSHA, OPEC, and the BLM, NAFTA and GATT all irritate him. Each issue spans the human race, and right there on the front is his smiling face.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, a man who says it's hard to make a comeback when you haven't been anywhere, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. We are now visiting with Daniel Carr. He is the owner-operator of these Amero coins. I was looking here on your website, Daniel. You say Union of North America, UNA, Amero pattern coins, a currency union similar to the European Union, Euro, has been proposed for North America. It's something called the North American Union. The name of the new currency is the Amero. I never pronounce this right. What's that encyclopedia, Jeff? Wikipedia? Oh, he's on the telephone.
Wikipedia?
Wikipedia. Yeah, there you go. Article has additional details about the Amaro. This has been the source of many conspiracy theories tied in with other proposals, such as the Canamex corridor. And the Canamex is Canada through Mexico to Mexico. We called it the NAFTA superhighway on this show. But anyway, These private issue fantasy pattern coins will be struck as an annual series starting in the latter part of 2007. Well, we're in the latter part of 2007. I have my silver coin here. I also have a copper coin. Now, what do you plan on? Are you going to change them each year?
Yeah, the idea is that next year I will do it again with different revised designs and a 2008 date. And the plan is that I will offer the 2007 ones for sale until the end of the year, and at the end of the year, that's it. I'll stop. No more will be made, no more will be sold, and then next year, do it again.
Okay. Now, we have a question for you. A guest is called from Tennessee. Hi, Arlen. You're on the air.
Hello, Derry. Daniel, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Coins have "In God We Trust" on them?
Correct.
They do have that.
Well, United States coins, every United States coin, except for a few error coins, since 1938, have had "In God We Trust" on them. All coins, yes.
Well, I was wondering if this Merrill was going to have that, too, that their government's planning to put out, too, if they're willing to do it, or are they going to take it off?
Well, I don't, as far as if the government makes Merrill coins, that's unknown at this point. I don't have it on mine, basically because I had not the right room or the right place to put it, but then again, it's not in an official government issue or United States government issue coin, so it's not certainly not required by law on what I did. But the government probably would. I mean, anytime they don't put that on a coin, there does seem to be a public outcry about it, and they end up changing it. I think they're, you know, the president dollars that they're making now, they have that on the edge.
Yeah, it's round on the outside.
Yes, they made a. Quite a few error coins by mistake that did not have that on there, and a lot of them were found in Florida. I think they maybe made a couple hundred thousand, perhaps even, that don't have that on there. And now there's a bill in Congress to change the president dollars to put it back on the face or the reverse of the coin.
Yeah,
I don't have it on my. I have put it on some coins I have made in the past, but not on these.
Right, and I was just asking that question because of what's going on in the country matter of fact, I believe we should be our financial system would be geared towards Deuteronomy 15 instead of the way we've got it. I really think that. I think if we went back to that, everything would be fine. We wouldn't have the problems today that we have. And I was just wanted to ask that question. That's something that popped up on my mind there, and I thought I'd just call and ask you that.
Okay. Hey, we appreciate the call, Arlen. I'm looking on the American Eagle there under the Union of North America. Shouldn't there on there someplace say that this is 0.999% pure silver?
On the silver one, it does, yes.
Well, where is it? I can't.
If you look on the down below the eagle, there is a globe with
the
North
globe.
America highlighted.
Yeah.
Below the globe.
Below the globe.
In small letters, right?
Boy,
along the
it rim. Is small. 1 troy ounce, 0.999 silver. You
Correct.
Have to see, my bifocals barely pick that up.
It is fairly small, yes. I didn't want it to distract from the design, but I wanted it to be there, so it's certainly.
Yeah, it needs to be there to prove that, you know, if somebody someday wants to be trading on these things, why, they know what they have here.
Right, exactly.
You know, do you know why, and I'm sure you do, I think you do, why the coins are always roughed up on the outside? They have the little indentions in them.
Yes, it's called reading. The reeded edge. Right now, all dimes, quarters, and half dollars made by the U.S. Mint that you get in change, they have a reeded edge.
But do you know originally why they put that
yes,
on there?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
The reason they put that on there, and also they also put what's called little dentals, which are like little teeth around the rim on some coins. They don't do that anymore, but they used to. The reason they had that on there was so that it would be very obvious if anyone had been filing metal off of the coin.
Right.
Because in years gone by, people would, every time they got a silver coin passed through their hands, they would file a little bit of silver off of it and then go spend it. Pretty soon, they got a nice little pile of silver there. Well, if you put a reeded edge on the coin, then it's easier to see if any filing has been done on the edge.
You know, I have seen silver dollars that people have carried in their pockets for 50, 60 years or longer. Some of these old-timers always carried a silver dollar. That way they'd say, well, you know, you're never broke when you've got a silver dollar.
Right.
And I have seen them worn so smooth, they almost, you couldn't identify it at all as a silver dollar.
Yeah, I've seen some like that, yes. And the edge gets worn down as well.
Well, not only the edge, the face, everything was gone.
Yes. Right. You can barely even read the date, if at all, on some of them that I've seen.
Okay, now, let's tell our listeners how they can get a hold of some of these coins, what you charge for them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'll let you make your pitch.
Okay. Well, I've got some more issues planned, but what I have available right at the moment, I've got a large 38-millimeter copper piece, pure copper. I have it in a satin finish for $9 or a proof finish for $10. And then I have the 1 troy ounce silver. It's also 38 millimeters. I've got it for $30 with the satin finish and $32 with a proof finish. And the two have a similar but a different design.
Okay, and, now,
right.
our listeners, you're kind of a one-pony show here, are you not? I mean, you don't have someone in the office constantly to answer phones and et cetera.
Well, no, my wife helps me but with shipping and so on, but I'm pretty much mostly a one-man operation.
Okay.
Here.
So the thing to do is just get in touch with him via the mail, right?
Yeah, you can send an order, and I'll give, for all the listeners of the show, I'll give free shipping if anybody's interested in buying one of these. But you can send mail, regular U.S. mail, to Designs Computed, P.O. Box 7486, Loveland, Colorado, 80537.
Okay, that is P.O. Box 7486, Loveland, C.O. is Colorado, and the zip there is 80537, 80537. Did I get that right?
You did. That's
good.
Correct.
Good, good.
And also on the website, if you're available to get on the Internet, I have a website with a shopping cart and, you know, just click and order. That is www.dc-coin.com.
Right. Okay, so for $30, they can get the silver coin, and for $9, they can get the copper coin.
Correct, and that's with a satin finish. And those are the two I have right now. I'm working on getting the proof versions minted here shortly within the next week or two.
Now, you don't mint them yourself, do you? I mean,
well,
in-house.
I do all of the die work myself. I do that. That's the hard part. I do all of the sculpting and the engraving of the steel stamping dies to stamp the coins, and that's the hard part. That's where all the design and everything is. I do all that work myself. I take the dies over to a place that has a 200 or so ton coinage press and have them run them off. Under my direction. I will be getting my own press hopefully later this year, so I won't even have to to make them.
They're stamped cold, are they not?
Yes, correct. The blanks are sometimes annealed, which means they're heated and then cooled slowly, so the metal is a little bit softer. But when they are stamped, the metal is just room temperature.
That's interesting. On the stamping of these things, you buy the silver or the copper. What do you call it? It's just doesn't have anything on it, but it is a coin, right?
Right. Well, I call them blanks. They're basically punched out from a sheet of metal. They're round discs, round blank discs. But in coinage terms, you just call them blanks or coinage blanks, or sometimes people call them planchets.
Okay, we're going to take another break. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Hey,
Show.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Gold prices inched lower Monday on a mixed dollar and $70 oil prices. Gold closed in New York off 80 cents to $666.60 an ounce. Silver fell 22 cents to $11.71. Scores of U.S. government officials and housing executives vowed it could never happen. Nonetheless, the median home price of American homes is expected to fall in 2007 for the first time since statistics began in 1950. More at SwissAmerica.com.
This is Pat Boone to tell you about Swiss America's three-step plan for successful gold investing. First, call Swiss America. Request their free book, materials, and CD. Second, review the materials and learn why gold has more than doubled in the last 5 years. And third, earn a return through growth of your gold investment.
Call now toll-free 1-877-703-2193. 877-703-2193.
And we have returned. You know, Hal Turner used your images here without your permission, but I think he did you a great favor.
Well, it certainly got the internet buzzing about this whole thing, and I guess free publicity, if it's not not about doing a crime or something, is usually a good thing.
I was going to say I would never have heard of you had this not have just shown up in my email one morning. But have you been on any other talk shows because of this?
I have not. No, this is the only actual live talk show I've been on. Jerome Corsi did write an article about this whole situation. His article was factually accurate, and it was on his WorldNet Daily site last week.
Well, Jerome Corsi, I think, is factually accurate. As near 100% of the time as anybody can be.
Right, yeah. He actually tracked me down and called me up shortly after the things showed up on the Hal Turner website.
Right. Well, I did too.
Right. And got the straight information for me about the coins, whereas Hal Turner never did contact me.
Well, I went on the air back a week ago, whenever I first saw this. And I said about the same thing I said this morning. You know, I agree with Hal up until he said, hey, we have the proof, and he's so wrong right there. And I just knew he was, because I saw where you had done the thing, and I knew a little bit about silver. It's kind of funny. I can tell you a funny silver story. It's not funny. I mean, it's kind of sad. But remember when silver was, what was it, up to $70, $80 an ounce?
$50 in 1980.
Was it 50 was as high as it went?
Yes.
Okay, I'm all right.
Still high. That's still
$50 in 1980.
Right.
Okay. I watched it. I didn't have any, of course, and I watched it go down to $7. And it stayed there for quite a while. And I thought, you know, it'll never get any cheaper than this. And I bought a bunch of Engelhart bars. You know what an Engelhart bar is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And another friend of mine, we went to Kansas City, bought them at a bank. A bank had them in stock in Kansas City. And this friend of mine and I went up there, and we brought these things home. And I kept them until silver went down to $3. Now, it might not have been exactly three, but it was,
I think the low point was about $3.75.
Yeah, it was under $4.
Right, yes.
Now, well, that happened about the time that I had been on the air for 25 years. And isn't 25, that's a silver anniversary.
Right.
So I thought, well, I'll just have those things made into silver dollars. So I did. Mm-hmm. And I had my picture put on there. And, see, I didn't know about you back in those days, but the guy did a pretty good job, really.
Mm-hmm.
And the face side was me, and it said Derry Brownfield speaking as a farmer to the farmer for the farmer from the farm. And then on the back, it had all of the stuff you normally put on one, you know, the 9.99% pure silver and stuff.
Sure.
But anyway, it was kind of an interesting thing. But silver today is $11.71, I noticed.
Right. Yeah, it's gone up pretty well in the last few years. It's off a little bit from its high, but it's from a few years ago. I remember it wasn't that long ago that it was $6 an ounce.
Right. Let's take another break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Recently, a guest on the Derry Brownfield Show, Dr. Michael Kaufman, talked about his newest DVD called Global Warming or Global Governance. Dr. Kaufman says that global warming is real, but...
However, it's not being caused by man. It's part of a natural cycle. And that's why it's so confusing to people, is because you won't find any side to say that we're not having some global warming. But when you understand it in the context, it's very, very obvious. And I take it down step by step as to how this is being implemented, so that the person who is very skeptical and would begin to understand that there really is a huge agenda out there. And that's why they're trying to ram this man-caused global warming garbage down our throats, because they want control over the U.S. economy. And the Kyoto Protocol is the way to do it.
Get the DVD, Global Warming or Global Governance, by Dr. Michael Kaufman. Send $15 check, cash, or money order to Common Sense Coalition, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Friends, it's no longer acceptable to sit by and hand over your property to just any bureaucrat who thinks they have more rights to your property than you do. But what's the answer? Well, here's Paragon Foundation's Executive Director, G.B. Oliver.
What we're trying to do, Derry, is that we've talked about the things that we're involved in here, but we teach people how to hold their local elected officials accountable. And what happens to you is we've talked that the federal government has no jurisdiction and no authority over you, but they come in and through grants to your state, as grants to your county officials or your sheriff's department and everything, they usurp that power from those people, because when they sign and they take that money, all of a sudden they've relinquished their authority and they've given it to these federal entities. So what we're going to teach people is, how do you hold that local elected official accountable, whether it's sheriff, your county commissioner, or whoever it is?
Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org. Daniel, we're in the home stretch here. We just have 3 or 4 minutes left. Let me ask you, because when I first saw your information, I thought, hey, I'll get a gold coin. You are going to produce gold coins, right?
Well, that's I have that idea, yes, and I've got a design earmarked for those. I need to get a few orders on those before I make them, because it's a fairly significant investment up front you have to make in make cutting the die, the steel dies. And
now, wait a minute. The steel die, don't let that confuse our people. There's no steel in these things.
Well, no. The steel die is the engraved piece of hardened steel that stamps the coins, that imparts the design into the coins under great force. Like you take the steel dies and you put them in a coinage press, which will press the dies together with 100, 200 tons of force. The steel dies form the image in the face of the coin, but the coin itself is made out of, and my coins are made of copper, silver, or gold, and they're all three are pure.
Did you ever lay a coin on a railroad track?
No, but I've seen what they look like.
Yeah, we used to do that as kids. Take pennies and nickels.
Right.
We wouldn't afford a dime.
Yeah.
Lay it on the railroad track, and it'll make it many, many, many times its size.
Right, and I've seen people lay two coins on top of each other and do that.
No, we weren't smart enough
to each other and do all sorts of strange things.
Yeah, we weren't smart enough to do that.
But I've been around coins a long time and have always been interested in them, and I like to spend them. I guess I would encourage people to, I'm a proponent of commodity-based money, or, you know, gold and silver as money as opposed to debt-based fiat money. But I would encourage people to use, even though they're not made out of gold or silver, I would encourage people to use the dollar coins that the mint has. People are often talking about, well, why do they keep printing the dollar bill? I mean, why do they make the dollar coins? If they want the dollar coins to be successful, they have to stop printing the dollar bill. Well, the reason that they are doing both is because we have two entities here that are actually sort of competing for market share, so to speak. We've got the U.S. Mint, which is government-owned organization making dollar coins, and then you have the Federal Reserve, which is a corporate-owned entity, which is making the paper currency. And I would, given the choice between those two, I think I would go with the dollar coin. So I get 100 of them at the time. I've been known to spend $30 at a time in those dollars.
Really? Well, what happens when you go into let's say you go in to pay for gas at a quick stop, and you give them $30 worth of these coins?
Oh, they give me a funny look, but they take them. they're just as good money as anything else.
Well, sure they are.
Out there.
But what percent? What's in those dollar coins?
Well, the current like the Sacagawea dollar coins, and the President dollar coins. They call them the golden dollars, but of course there's no gold in them. They have a core of pure copper, and outer layers that are an alloy of copper and manganese and a few other trace elements. I'm not sure.
Something to make them hard, because copper's pretty soft.
Somewhat so, yes. But they want to have a certain kind of electromagnetic signature so that they will work in vending machines. And so they have the same kind of electromagnetic signature as the older Susan B. Anthony dollars, which looked different. They looked kind of a silvery color. Of course, they were a copper-nickel alloy, no silver in them. But the golden dollars are mostly copper. There's at least there's copper there, but there's no gold, of course.
Okay. We have just about a minute left. I'm going to tell our listeners again how they can get a hold of your silver dollar here.
Okay, sure.
I'm calling it a dollar. It's really, you got 100 on there for a Amero.
Right, 100 Ameros.
Absolutely. Hey, you can get, just send a check, cash or money order to P.O. Box 7486, Loveland, Colorado, 80537. Jeff, you can put that on our website too, can you not?
Sure can, you bet.
Okay, and then the copper Amero is $9, the silver Amero is $30, or go on the website, just go to dc-coin-com. Daniel, we're totally out of time. It's been a pleasure having you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Happy trails to until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
with